way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. I've had all that I can stand. I got roses in my hand and old feelings in my heart. Now I'm knocking on her door. I can't stay away no more, 'cause we're no good apart. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. Take her out tonight and put a spark back in her eyes that'll never fade away. She'll see the love inside of me, a sight she never got to see. She won't know what to say. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Two days after surviving an assassination attempt, Donald Trump makes his first appearance in Milwaukee's Fiserv Arena. At the Republican National Convention, ABC's Perry Russum is there with more.
Former President Trump walking into the convention, a large bandage on his ear covering the place he was shot.
Fight, fight, fight.
Trump apparently emotional as the crowd chanted, fight, 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 echoing the words he shouted while pumping his fist after being shot Saturday. Trump taking his seat next to Senator J.D. Vance, his running mate, who had only 20 minutes' notice before Trump's VP pick was made public.
President Biden returns to the campaign trail. He will speak at the NAACP convention in Las Vegas. Storms spawning multiple tornadoes across Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana, downing trees and power lines, leaving nearly 500,000 homes and businesses without power this morning. Still people without power in Houston. This is ABC News. An NFL Hall of Famer now says he was humiliated after being taken off an airplane in handcuffs. Terrell Davis calling it unjust.
The Broncos legend was traveling from Denver to Orange County, California, when he says, "My son politely requested a cup of ice. The flight attendant either didn't hear or ignored his request and continued past our row. I calmly reached behind me and lightly tapped his arm to get his attention. He shouted, 'Don't hit me,' and left." Davis says he didn't see the flight attendant for the rest of the flight, but when the plane landed, six FBI and law enforcement agents boarded the plane, handcuffed him, and removed him.
ABC's Andrew Dimber, United Airlines, says it has benched the flight attendant while it investigates what happened. And our days are getting ever so slightly longer. Scientists now say with polar ice sheets melting, blamed on climate change, that is slowing down the Earth's rotation. And when we say slight, we mean a chance of milliseconds per century, but even that could disrupt systems like GPS. This is ABC News.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or, worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Coalition to march on the Republican National Convention filled the streets of Milwaukee Monday. There was no unified message. Protesters focused on issues like immigration and reproductive rights and their support for Palestine as the war continues between Hamas and Israel. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says a chart on border security he put together may have saved Donald Trump's life Saturday. Former president turned to look at the chart the moment a would-be assassin's bullet grazed his ear. Johnson told Fox News he showed the chart to Trump prior to a Green Bay rally. Trump's been using it ever since. And mosquitoes are out in force this summer thanks to continued heavy rains. UW Extension entomologist P.J. Leach says reducing the amount of skin you have exposed is one of the safest bets to beat the bugs. If you're at home, try to stay in a screened area, or if you're on your deck, bring some fans outside. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Buying a home should be a joy, but could you imagine doing this without a realtor? Paperwork, inspections, appraisals, deadlines, showings, market research. Or you could relax. Or understanding legal documents, negotiating offers, coordinating inspections, securing finance. Oh, sorry. A realtor can take the stress out of the home buying process. See how at wra.org/a realtor can. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing. Unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around. Never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It'll be partly cloudy, a little cooler, and a little less humid today. Our high 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, and a lot less humid, with a high tomorrow right around 75. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, I'll tell you this, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper
from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows, every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. A map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up in rows, every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows, every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. In a cab and be back to work before 2. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's on don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Out on the highway, a lot of pretty girls go by, but none have been right. Up until today, I would never settle down. But you keep coming around, and your love is a miracle. It's spiritual. Got here just in time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible. Even to a heart that's blind like mine. Out in the wildlife, a lot of people telling lies, looking right in your eyes. And up until tonight, I was always on the prowl. But now I'm settling down, 'cause your love is a miracle. It's spiritual, stands the test of time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible, even to a heart that's blind like mine. Anyone can see what you're doing to me. Everyone can see that you're everything I need. 'Cause your love is a miracle. It's spiritual. Got here just in time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible. Even to a heart that's blind like mine.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mark Chestnut and Your Love's a Miracle here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid-60s across the region, 70s today. Our ag weather forecast is this hour. Also this hour, talking with the chair of field demonstrations for Farm Technology Days. Had a chance to talk with them last week, and we're going to find out about some of the field demonstrations at this year's Farm Technology Days, August 13th through the 15th. In Chippewa County. So that's coming up this hour as well. Going to be getting busy later on this week as we head down to Wabasha. It's the Wabasha County Fair. That's everything getting underway. A lot of setup happening today and tomorrow. Everything really getting underway on Thursday as well. And be listening for reports from the Wabasha County Fair coming up this week. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Today we look at grazing on the farm with Jason Cavadini, a grazing specialist and certified professional agronomist at UW-Madison Extension, who talks about grazing heifers for the win from a recent PDP Dairy Signal brought to you by the professional dairy producers.
Certain places I go to talk about grazing, it's very well received. And it ends up being almost more preaching to the choir than anything. And then other places I go, it's not as well received because it's not what people do. And it's a thing of the past. And we've spent several decades moving away from that. And so people don't really want to hear about something that kind of challenges the direction that they've decided to go in. But it is my job as a grazing specialist to talk about grazing. With the heifer raising costs, if we know we can raise heifers for cheaper than $3.15 per head per day, maybe we're not quite as efficient as we'd like to be. If we know we have phosphorus contaminated waters and dairy has something to do with it, then we're not as efficient with our nutrients as we would like to be. And with animal performance, are we being as efficient as we could be as well? So grazing could potentially be a solution for achieving efficiency. So then the question is, how do we get grazing into the conversation? So we've spent a lot of time engaging some of the most influential people on a dairy farm, which is the dairy farmers themselves, obviously, but then the people who they take advice from, the egg lenders and the dairy nutritionists. And we've just asked them questions. So the egg lenders, what's stopping you from presenting grazing to farmers as an economic solution? To the farmers themselves, what's stopping you from implementing grazing as a soil and nutrient saving solution? And to the nutritionists, what's stopping you from supporting grazing as a feeding and performance solution? And what we found, they're all open to it. We went into this saying, clearly looking across the landscape, there's reasons why these people are choosing to not choose grazing. That sounds funny, but what is it? And they've all said, we're not questioning whether the practice works. We're not questioning the economics of it or any of the other outcomes. But there's really what we've identified as the greatest barrier is the misperceptions about grazing. And we've seen this broad spectrum of grazing from very poorly managed to successful, and then a whole bunch of stuff somewhere in the middle. And so how can we dial this in and achieve this upper echelon of grazing? The principles of managed grazing are the three R's: rotation, rest, and residual. So these are just guidelines. If you're able to do something to subdivide that and rotate animals and give some of it a rest, that's a step in the right direction. And then I throw a fourth R in there, which is stocking rate, because without the proper stocking rate, these three other R's are not attainable. If you are interested in grazing or you think maybe I should at least explore it, like this isn't something that you just decide to do on your own and you're left to figure it out. There are tons of resources out there for doing this right. And you can end up with a grazing plan that fits your operation tailored to your farm. And so that's something that I would encourage anyone who may have even the slightest interest to look further into. Because we talked about such a wide spectrum of really successful and some poor examples of it. Maybe be intentional about seeing some of the successful ones that are out there, and maybe taking it a step further and asking a couple questions. What made that work, and what made that farmer decide to invest in this practice?
That's Jason Cavadini, grazing specialist and certified professional agronomist at the UW-Madison Extension, from a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety simply by going to pdpw.org and clicking on the Dairy Signal. And our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. Once again, that website for the professional dairy producers is pdpw.org. Tomorrow on our Wellness Wednesday, we'll talk about the heat that's been on across the country for many weeks now, and heat stress continues to be a big factor in raising dairy cattle. We'll check in with Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek. That's coming up tomorrow on Dairy Radio Now.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join My Lowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at lowes.com/mylowesrewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See lowes.com/terms for full details, subject to change.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
God bless Texas. I'm a
Texas.
God bless Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Carrie Underwood before he cheats here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikin. Sunshine 64 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the August contract is traded up 4 cents to 1973, September at 2026, October 2030, November at 1993. Cheese markets were mixed yesterday. Barrels up 1.5 to 186 and a half. 40-pound blocks down 3 to 186. 8 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 2.25 to 312 and a quarter. 24 trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk down 0.5 to 117.5. 3 trades on the day. Dry whey down 1 to 50 even, and 1 trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets could open mostly mixed once again
today. Again, trade still exercising some caution ahead of the cash markets. Also, there is a little bit of a rebound in the grain markets that could continue to provide some pressure to the markets. Hogs could open mostly lower as well, as again, pork cutout values were lower yesterday. That has continued demand concerns. August live cattle down will open the day rather at 182.12, October 183.80, December 185.65. August feeder cattle open at 258.77, September 258.90, October 258.47. August hogs open at 88.42, October 69.77, December 62.37. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all mostly higher after the crop conditions report. Really, the crop conditions came in less than what the traders were expecting, so they've bid up prices just a touch. September corn up 4 3/4 to 3.95 1/4. New crop up 4 to 4.08 1/4. August beans up 4 1/4 to 10.82 1/4. New crop up 2.5 to 10.42 1/2. August soybean meal up 20 cents to 3.34. August soybean oil up 46 cents to 46.88. Chicago wheat, September up 3 to 535.5, December up 3.5 to 560. Minneapolis wheat, September up 3.5 to 584.25, December up 5 to 606.25. Energy markets this morning are lower. August crude oil down $1.15 to 80.76. September down $1.11 to 79.73. August and September gas both down 4 cents this morning. August at 245, September at 240. That is a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash and August and September corn all at 339, new crop 349, cash beans at 1018, August 1018, new crop at 960. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn 375.5, August 370.5, September 365.5, new crop 359.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash and August corn 370, new crop 359, cash beans 347, new crop 349, cash beans 1029, and new crop 965. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn at 352, new crop 354, cash beans 1021, new crop 955. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 376, August 378, new crop 359, cash beans 1060, August 1051, new crop 981. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 345, new crop 351, cash beans 1033, new crop 968. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 178 to 204, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 183, market cows 118 to 140, bulls 130 to 168, calves 280 to 990, beef steers 185 to 570, Holstein steers 157 to 275. Sheep markets, market lambs 165 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 95 and down, goat markets does 120 and down, bucks 200 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand, And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Skipping rocks, skipping rope, laughing at all my best friend's jokes. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet, I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on to my dream. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. Everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Oh, oh, oh. I just want to live until I die.
Into my shoes. Now I look out my front porch at this panoramic view. I can sit and watch the fields fill up with rays of golden sun, or watch the moon lay on the fences like that's where it was hung. My blessings aren't in front of me. It's not about the land. I'll never beat the view from my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Yeah, yeah. I've traveled here and everywhere following my job. I've seen the paintings from the air brushed by the hand of God. The mountains and the canyons reach from sea to shining sea. But I can't wait to get back home to the the one he made for me. 'Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away like my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk, a little blue eyed blonde with shoes on wrong 'cause she likes to dress herself, and the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong 'cause she likes to dress herself, and the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most, oh, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in.
For Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Strapped on my holster low across my hips, with two Colt 45s with white plastic grips, I'd head west through our neighborhood, and they'd say, here comes young Billy, and he's up to no good. Yeah. I rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard, shooting the bad guys through my handlebars. Known for my bravery, far and near, and being late for supper was my only fear. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. I wonder where he, I miss Billy the Kid. These days I don't know whose side to be on. There's such a thin line between right and wrong. I live and learn, do the best I can, there's so much you can do as a man. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins, and joining us this morning, Dan and Matthew Holub. They are the chairs for all of the different field demonstrations for the upcoming Farm Technology Days, August 13th through the 15th in Chippewa County. And Matthew and Dan, thanks for joining us this morning. Well, I guess, Matthew, I'm going to start with you first. What are some of the demonstrations that farmers are going to be able to see at this year's Farm Tech Days? It's kind of weird because we're at the Country Fest grounds, but there's a lot of farms around here.
Yes, the Hose Farm, Jamie Close and Close family, they have the land surrounding the Country Fest grounds, so it works really well. It adjoins right up to the tent grounds. So we're going to have 60 acres of alfalfa, and we'll do all the alfalfa demonstrations, mowing, tedding, raking, merging, baling, and then balage wrapping. We will not have any forage harvesters. It'll be all balage, and then we'll also have 60 acres of wheat stubble that we'll be able to do tillage demonstrations on.
Now, you had mentioned during the media day that there's not going to be an actual wheat harvest, so to speak.
Yes, with the nature of the season, the wheat is maturing much more quickly than we had hoped. That's kind of the risk you take with wheat. It's you never know exactly when you're going to harvest it. Basically, the host farm was concerned that they'll have to harvest it beforehand, and then we'll still have the stubble, the cleared field for tillage demonstrations.
Talking with Matthew and Dan Holub, they are the co-chairs of the field demonstrations here for Farm Technology Days, August 13th through the 15th at the Country Fest grounds here in Chippewa County. So, Dan, as you were setting this up, what were you wanting to make sure that you specifically had for field demonstrations for this year?
Well, the main focus is alfalfa. That's primarily what we have around here. I don't believe the timing would work out for corn silage. So we went with that, and it's been a challenge with the weather and stuff, but the crop is looking very good. Jamie's put a lot into it, and I think it's going to be a great harvest.
And that's kind of has been the biggest challenge really here in all of Western Wisconsin. The rain, okay, we need it, but do we need it at 5 inches at a time every other day?
Exactly. Last year it was dry. Everybody thought it's going to be a drought this year. And it's not really even so wet, but it gets almost ready to work the ground, and then it rains again. And it just, you get a little step closer and then back, you know, two forward and one back.
Talking with Dan and Matthew Holub. They are the co-chairs of field demos here for Farm Technology Days, August 13th through the 15th at the Country Fest grounds here in Chippewa County. So, Matthew, when the farmers are able to go out to watch these demonstrations, are you going to have shuttles, or is it going to be a pretty easy walk from the Country Fest grounds to where the demonstrations are going to be at?
We will have shuttles available where necessary, especially with the tillage field. That field is a little further off, so we'll have trams available. With the hay demonstrations, most of those fields adjoin directly to Tent City, so people will be able to walk. But we will have trams available for as we get further down the field.
Now, do those that want to attend a field demonstration, they don't have to register in advance. You'll have the schedule out, and it'll be just meet at the tram or meet at the field?
Yes, it's open to anybody. We have we'll do all our mowing and haying demonstrations in the morning. We'll have and then in the afternoon we'll do all tillage demonstrations. It's open to anybody. It'll all be marked out on the trams and announced on the PA system, I assume.
All right. So again, just one part of Farm Technology Days coming up August 13th through the 15th. And we'll be here all 3 days at the Country Fest grounds for Farm Tech Days in August in Chippewa County. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Farm First Dairy Cooperative wants to recognize our hardworking dairy farm families. The hours are long and the job is tough. That's why Farm First Dairy Cooperative is driven to help farmers with milk marketing, advocate for policy change, train young farm leaders, and is one of the only cooperatives to offer milk loss disaster benefits to members. Thank you, dairy farm families, for all of your hard work. Visit farmfirstdairycooperative.com to learn more about how Farm First puts farm families first.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Quiet weather's expected for the rest of the week in our ag weather forecast. Now, a few isolated showers are possible early this afternoon, but pretty much it's going to be dry through the end of the work week with highs in the 70s and light winds as well. It'll be very, very pleasant weather. Partly sunny throughout the day. Today, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. We'll have highs 75 to 80, relative humidities at 51 to 56%. Northwest winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20 this afternoon. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. For tonight, mostly clear, lows 52 to 57, relative humidities at 90 to 95%, northwest winds at 5 to 8. Wednesday, sunshine, high 70 to 75, relative humidities at 42 to 52%, north winds at 5 to 10, 13 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, sunshine, high 75 to 80. Friday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. And for Sunday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs once again 80 to 85. The Durand Improvement Group invites you to Music in the Park this Wednesday at Memorial Park in Durand. Chris Cruzy will be performing. His performance starts at 6 o'clock. There'll be food and refreshments too. Plus, there'll be a big display from the Durand Fire Police and Ambulance Services on Madison Street. It's Music in the Park with Chris Cruzy this Wednesday starting at 6 o'clock with Durand Improvement Group.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. mallofamerica.com/summer.
Cattle don't like extreme heat any more than we do. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Here's what you can do to help cattle avoid the effects of heat stress as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Maximum performance in the summer, they require the same comforts that we do on a sizzling hot day. They should have access to shade with good airflow and ventilation. Water is a big deal, and there should be plenty of it available at all times. Cattle will drink out of a muddy pond if they have to, but it's better to have cool, fresh water.
It's been said that 40 degrees is considered t-shirt weather for cows, so in these hot days, watch for signs of heat stress. They can include labored breathing, open mouth breathing, and restlessness. Dr. Brian Lubbers is an associate professor of food animal therapeutics at Kansas State University. He says along with noting daytime high temperatures, you should also monitor the nighttime low temperatures.
When the sun's out and it's hot, they'll absorb a lot of heat and then they'll dissipate that heat in the overnight hours as it cools off. When we get into trouble, especially with the more extreme heat stress events, is when we don't have those cooler nighttime temperatures. And so